precious, Lord. Hallelujah. I was in 2 Corinthians this morning. I'm going to be in 2 Corinthians again tonight. Boy, I enjoyed that morning service. My gracious. Lord, I wish I could have another one of them just turn it on. I wonder why we can't record them and everything about the feeling, the spirit, everything, and then just play them back. You can't do that. This is a brand new one. We need God just as much in every service as we did in the first one. And I tell you, it's good to be saved, good to be in God's house. Thank God for who we are and what we have in Christ. If you're here tonight and you don't have Him, Lord, Lord, you don't know what you're missing. It's wonderful. I guess I need it. No, I've not got this turned on, have I? Now I'm on now. Okay. Hallelujah. These things, they ought to make these for Baptist preachers. They make these for Methodists. I tear them up. I tear these things up. Get the Holy Ghost, go to flinging everywhere and tear them up. But I tell you what, the truth, I'm glad that I'm saved tonight. As I said, if you're here and you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, you just don't know what you're missing. It's joy unspeakable and full of glory. Amen. There's battles and there's storms in this life, but there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. And I'm glad I know Him. Somebody said a while back, and the scripture bears this out. We not only know Him, but we are known of Him. When the devil goes and tries to accuse me before God, he'll say, yeah, I know Him. I know Him well. Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. How many of you know Him? Yeah. How many of you know that He knows you? Yeah. Hallelujah. It's one thing to know somebody. Now, I know some people by their name, and I've read about Him and heard about Him, and I know of Him. But I know Him. And I tell you, it's amazing. I might go somewhere and somebody say, do you know who the President of the United States is? Yeah, I know Him. I know who He is. But when you go to God, I don't only know who He is. He knows me. He knows me. We're known of Him. Amen. 9th chapter, 2 Corinthians. Pray for us tonight for a few minutes. God will help us. Appreciate the Lord tonight. Thank God for Jesus. Friday night, I think it is. Friday morning, actually, Friday night, there's some singers coming from North Carolina. One of them plays a bass. He got a bass. It's bigger than I am. One of them, and then that little mandolin. I love it, that kind of music. One plays a mandolin, the other plays a guitar. And the only one that comes to my church, named Roger Brown, he loves Brother William. He asked Brother William last year, he said, can we come down there and sing you to a revival if Brother Larry come? And he's been learning for years so to play the banjo. But you pray that they love the Lord. They love the Lord. They do. They love the Lord. So you pray for them. If you don't mind standing tonight, I like to stand in reverence of God's word. Yes. Pray for us tonight, you preachers especially. Good to see Bobby back and his good wife back yonder. Young lady. Appreciate them. How many preachers we got in here? Raise your hand up. One, two, hold it up there high now. Don't be ashamed. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Any women? No. I don't believe in women preachers.
Amen.
I think they got to be the husbands of one wife.
Yeah.
But I've heard some of them say that preachers outdo some of the men, so they are. Amen. Seriously, I know some women that say they're preachers, and I don't. They know I don't believe in women preachers, but some of them, I honestly believe that they really believe that. And I'm going to tell you what I believe now. You can get mad at me. If you do, don't tell me. Just let me go on home, be mad at me when I leave. But I believe there's some women that's got a special touch on them, special gift that God's put on them, a special something somehow. You get around them, you can tell it. And I think the church has not recognized that and made room for them to teach ladies, teach women. They ought to be meetings where they ain't nothing but women. I mean thousands of them. And a woman got that special gift, sign up there, let her rip. Amen. That's right. Now, I believe that. If you've ever been around here, I'm not mean to people. I mean, I know what I believe and I know what the Bible teaches, but I'm not going to treat people mean. I'll let God take care of that. He's able, ain't he? He's able to take care of all that. Amen. Do unto others you'd have to do unto you. I'm going to read a long text tonight now in the 9th chapter of 2 Corinthians. Verse number 15. You won't have to stand long. You worked hard. Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. You may be seated. You pray for us tonight, especially you preachers, you know where I'm at. If I don't get loose, I'm going to blame it on you, so you better pray until the fire falls. Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. Paul in this chapter is dealing with giving, dealing with the fact of the people of giving. And then when he goes to dealing and talking about their giving, when he gets done with it, looks at all that they give, all that they gave. His heart just floods over, I believe, when he thinks about what God gave and what God did. And all of a sudden, it just burst out of his heart and his spirit. Hey, I'm sure he's looking back to when he got saved, no doubt. And he said, with all of his heart, he said, thanks be unto God. Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. I want to say tonight the greatest gift that's ever been given. I usually say this at Christmas time, but it's so. The greatest gift that's ever been given that this world will ever know. There's been a lot of expensive gifts, a lot of elaborate gifts, a lot of great gifts been given from a lot of different people in a lot of different ways. But the greatest gift that's ever been given, hallelujah, was given by our blessed Heavenly Father. And the greatest gift that was ever wrapped, oh yeah, was wrapped in swaddling clothes and laid in a manger. I tell you, you saw on TV the talk about diamonds. They say the gift that keeps on giving. I tell you, the gift that keeps on giving, it's the gift that God gave. It's that gift of his son. It's that unspeakable gift. You say, preacher, tell me about that gift. I've been trying to tell it since 1982 that God called me to preach, and I've never got it told yet. It's the greatest gift that's ever been given. It's an unspeakable gift. There's no words to tell it. If you don't have that gift tonight, I'm telling you, you don't know what you're missing. It's an unspeakable gift. Let me say something before I get into this message. When you get over here into this chapter, you get to look at what Paul said. Paul said, let me back up and read a verse or two right here, what he said about this giving. In verse number 6, he said, but this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. I believe when God gave bountifully. Amen. I believe when God gave, amen, God gave cheerfully. Hallelujah. God didn't give what he had left over. He gave the best he had. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible said heaven was searched, earth was searched, none was found worthy. Oh yeah. Take that book and loose the seals thereof. But John said, I wept much. But somebody said, weep not, John, the Lion of the tribe of Judah. He hath prevailed to take the book and to loose the seals thereof. When God gave, he gave the best heaven had to offer. He gave bountifully. How many of you are not saved? You know you've been born again. He gave bountifully. Therefore, he has reaped bountifully. Hallelujah. In every nation, in every nook and cranny, every community, every church, every family, no doubt somebody raise their hand and say, I've been born again. Hallelujah. I've been washed because God gave bountifully and he's a reaping bountifully. Let me say something. As long as there's time, as long as there's a preaching, as long as there's a gospel, as long as the Holy Ghost is your sight in it, there'll be somebody that's going to be born again. Jesus said, except the corn of wheat die, fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth fruit. God gave his son. He died at Calvary. Hallelujah. He arose the third day. Ever since then, they've been grain. They've been wheat. They've been men, women, boys and girls, been raising our hands towards heaven, coming out of death into life. Hallelujah. He gave bountifully, and he's reaping bountifully. Thanks be unto God. His unspeakable gift. I've had a lot of gifts in my life. I've never had one like that.
You're right. Yeah.
1971, December. Best gift that I could have ever received.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Amen. God freely gave me the gift of God. The Bible said the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God, hallelujah, is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And this gift is the only gift that'll ever give you life. In this gift, you've got eternal life. It's the only gift that'll give you liberty. You get this gift, you've got liberty. You've got love. Hallelujah. You know, before I got saved, can I talk a minute? Before I got saved, I didn't like any little young man sitting around on my lap. Always got me dirty. Always snotty nosed. Most of the time, they had candy all over me, got it all over me. I didn't want them around me. When I got that gift of God, I got that liberty, I got that life.
Yeah.
I tell you, when you get this gift, it'll change you, not from outside in, but it'll change you from the inside out.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's the only gift. That's the only gift I know of you can receive. Amen. It can change your very nature.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
True.
Make a new creature out of you.
Yeah.
Cause you to love what you hated and hate what you love. Help any man be in Christ.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Yeah. He's a new creature.
Yeah,
amen. All things are passed away. All things have become new.
Yeah.
Nothing can do that but God's unspeakable gift.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Take you out of prison and give you life.
That's right.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
I got that gift. You get that gift. You get everything goes with it. God saved me. He changed me so much. I get them little snotty nose youngins, stinking diapers and all.
Yeah.
Set them on my lap. And I loved every minute of it.
Yeah.
What happened? I wasn't the same.
That's right.
As a new creature.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. When you come to know him and get that gift, glory to God, it'll change you from what you were to what he wants you to be.
Yeah.
Oh. Working good. calm down a little, probably be better off. God, you can.
Bless it, Lord.
Thanks be unto God. For His unspeakable gift. That gift, I'll get back to this in a minute. That gift changed you. I can imagine when Paul talking about that. Thanks be unto God.
Amen.
That unspeakable gift. I'm sure his mind went back to the Damascus Road. I just got done persecuting the church. That day walking when they stoned Stephen. And I'm not that way no more. Something happened to me. Oh, hallelujah.
Right.
On the Damascus Road.
Right.
He got the gift of God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. That gave him eternal life. And it changed him.
Amen.
Made a new creature out of him.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yes.
You know what they said about him? They said, that's the one down yonder that was persecuting the church.
Right.
Now he's a preacher in his name.
Yeah.
Now he's a persecuting them yesterday. He's a preacher in his name today. What happened? He got the gift of God. Amen.
Amen.
Got eternal life.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless your heart.
You got that gift.
Yeah.
Amen.
You got that gift.
Yeah.
You young and look up at me. You got the gift.
Yeah.
It's free.
Yeah.
You all the folk look at me.
Yeah.
You got that gift.
Yeah.
It's free.
Amen.
You middle-aged folk look at me. Have you got that gift?
Yeah.
It's free.
Oh yeah.
Won't cost you nothing.
Right.
Oh, everyone that thirsteth, that didn't come to the water at money without price.
Yeah.
I tell you, this is the only gift that'll give you life. It's the only gift that'll give you love.
Yeah.
It's the only gift that'll give you liberty. Listen. Listen to me. Thanks be unto God. I'll guarantee you one thing. If you'd have known me before I got saved, I bet you there's some of that sinners in that community. When me and my brothers got saved, I bet you they said, thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. My brother's in prison when I got saved. I went to see him. I don't know. All he's talking about is when he said, boy, when I get out here, we're going to have a time. All the time in the back of my mind, I was thinking, how am I going to tell him? I got to tell him I'm saved. When he got done talking, he just looked at me. He said, when did you get saved?
Yeah.
I didn't even tell him. I said, I got born again, Billy.
Yeah.
I said, God save me. I said, I'm telling you, listen, I don't excuse you about this. God saved me 6 weeks later. He filled me with the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not talking about tongues and all that stuff. He filled me with the Holy Ghost for the first time.
Yeah.
Boy, I got to talking. Holy Ghost got on that. He told me, he said, how did you left there? He said, 2 weeks later. He said, I had a dream. The Lord come. He said, I'd have got a conviction. He got out of prison. Let me out of that. It wasn't a month, son. He got saved too.
Yeah.
God brought him under conviction. He said, well, you've got to tell me about that. He said, you turned from white. That's a difference. I mean, you're a new creature in Christ.
Yeah,
it's a gift that does that.
Yeah.
Amen. The Holy Ghost is a gift from God.
Amen.
Salvation is a free gift. Being filled with the Holy Ghost is a free gift.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It's a gift of the Holy Ghost. It's unto you and your children and to as many as are far off.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. I wish I was 26 again. I get to preaching like this, I go to feeling my age. Hallelujah. Thank me to God. This gift is indescribable. You can't describe it. It's indestructible. Not to be destroyed. It's everlasting. Devil's tried to destroy this gift. This false religion of our day and high players have tried to destroy this gift. But guess what? It's still alive. Hallelujah. And it's still glowing. Amen. In the hearts of God's children really know him. They know the real deal. I know the real deal. I was there when it was given to me. I ain't not trained it. It's a gift of God. It's indestructible. This gift is not only indescribable, indestructible. I like this. It's indeterminate. What does that mean? Having an indefinite number of values or solutions. This gift is indeterminate. I don't care what you need in your Christian life. This gift meets the need. A new car will just haul you around. A new house will just keep you out of the rain. This gift I'm talking about, it'll do everything. Hallelujah. It'll meet all your needs. Inside out. Amen. It's a wonderful gift. I wouldn't take nothing for it. What a gift. Indeterminate. It's undisputably precious. I just wrote down something. Undisputably precious. Unto you, therefore, which believe, he is precious. I can tell when that girl's singing. She's big, precious. He's so up.
You're right.
Indisputably precious. This gift, listen to this, it's unprecedented and unparalleled. What does unprecedented mean? Nothing before to compare it with. You can't compare nothing. Nothing's ever happened in all this world can be compared with that gift. Amen. That God gave of his son. That gift that gives you life. That gift that gives you liberty. He brings you out of bondage and sets you free. Thank God for this unspeakable gift. I'll give you one more and I'm going to hush. I don't even preach on. I'll preach that. This gift is unparalleled. What does that mean? It means it's unrivaled. You ain't going home with me. You're going to stay down here in Alabama. And I'm going to get in on the road after a while. Friday evening, Saturday morning, whatever. And I'm going to look over there and see them down in. I'm not going to see him. He's going to be sitting there.
Yeah.
That gift is going with me.
Amen. Amen.
One of these days, we're going out of here.
Right.
We're going to leave you.
Right.
We'll get to the end of the track. If the questions are asked, what makes you think you can come here? Oh, I got a gift.
Yeah.
In 1971. I believe that gift will be with me when I'm going down through the valley of the shadow of death. You know what? I'm asking you this. You have that gift. There's been a time when you got changed. Listen to me. Before I got saved, I thought, I don't want to go to hell. Well, I can't live right. God got me under convictions, man. I didn't know how I was going to do it, but if there's any way possible, I was going to do it.
Yeah.
I was under convictions, man. Well, I said, Lord, I'm not going to do it, but if you'll save me, I'll do my best to do it.
Yeah.
I didn't know it, brother. Bobby, but when I got saved, that got happened. There was just something different about me.
Yeah.
I didn't have to try to live right. The live right will just move in me.
Yeah.
I didn't have to quit nothing. It all quit me. Now, don't you get me wrong. They still an Adamic nature.
Yeah.
We still got two natures, but you know what I'm saying. I've become a new creature.
in Christ. I didn't try to make myself go to church. All of a sudden, I wanted to go to church. I want to hear amazing grace instead of living on Back Street, loving on Main. Something changed in me. Amen. I become a new creature in Christ, and it's all wrapped up in God's gift. I found out I'm human. When I first got saved, I went with 19-year-old with the state highway department. Boy, there's so much God in my heart. All I thought about, I thought, well, I'd be all right. I wouldn't care if the Lord come got me and let me go to heaven today.
Yeah.
And I was on a cut tractor there in front of our main offices in Asheville, North Carolina, on a big bank. And I thought, well, I'm going to impress him. I'm going to really know that bank. Well, I impressed him, all right. I got so far apart, I flipped that bike, flipped that mower, that tractor. Somehow I got out from under. And I said, Lord, save me. I found out I wanted to go to heaven, but not on the bus today. Let me ask you something. You have that gift. If you go home tonight and lay your head on your pillow,
God bless you.
I don't care if you made a profession 40 years ago. If you go home tonight and lay your head on your pillow and say, if I never see the light of another day, I have in my heart the gift of God. It's something you must know. We need to know that.
Yes.
He used to be a great preacher. I don't want to call his name down in Florida. Built a big ministry. Had 20-some hundred. So he'd been preaching for years. He said, I got to preaching one morning, and God got me moving. He said, here come my wife down the aisle. He said, she pulled her finger right in my face. She said, I don't care who you are, how great a preacher you are, and I don't care how this embarrasses you. She said, I'm under conviction and need to get saved and get saved today. You need to know that you have that gift. You say, well, I hope I have, I think I have. Don't go home and look at them and say, how do you think I've got it? No. You bow your head, look at them and say, honey, I got it.
Amen.
Wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Our Lord, do you have that gift? Listen to me. I felt God with me.
Bless you, Lord.
This is the only gift that will give you life.
Amen.
Eternal life. This is the only gift that will give you liberty. It's the only gift that will give you the love of God in your heart. Are you sure you've got it? Are you sure you've got it?